This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais, Daf Kuf Ches Amar Beis. If you get a chance, listen to the Shabbos Shuva Drasha. And we have a new practice. We'll start off the Shir. We'll be Mechave and Tumi Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we begin the Mishnah on Kuf Ches Amar Beis. HaPoisek Mois Lachasanoi. If one committed himself to give money to the Edom, to his son-in-law, that story of life, you better save up now. So he committed himself to give money to his son-in-law, and do pasha loyas haregal, and then he stuck out his foot. What does it mean, pasha loyas haregal? Rashi says lashon bizayinhu. It's a lashon of shame. Basically, he's saying, I reneg, I pull back, I'm not giving you anything. He said he committed to do it, but then he stuck out his foot. What does that mean? He's saying, basically, take the dust out of my foot. Rashi says a different shot that he heard, that hang me on a tree, meaning hang me by my foot, I'm not giving you anything. I don't know, I was thinking like just when I hear the words, like he stuck out his foot, you know, what? If somebody's walking by and somebody sticks out their feet, they're like really wickedly just trying to hurt the other person. So that's what this father-in-law did. He promised him something and he's basically tripping him. So he said, yeah, you want my daughter? I'll give you a lot of money. Upashal Yisrego, he reneged. So Teishev Ad Shetal Ben Roisha. So now the case is, by the way, he did Kedushin. The Chassan did Kedushin. I mean, he did Kedushin here. Erusin was done. So now what does the guy do? Is the guy stuck? Does he have to do Nisuin to a girl who he only agreed to marry basically because the father was going to give him money? So the halacha is Teishev Ad Shetal Ben Roisha. So the woman sits until her hair turns white. Meaning, he could keep her stuck. Admoin Oimer, Admoin says, wait a second, Yechoyle Yishatamer, she could say, I'm not the one who promised anything to you. Ilu anipasakti la'atzmi, if I committed for myself, then I understand you have a taina on me and you want to keep me trapped. Eishiv al shetal ben roishi. It would make sense that I should sit in this situation until my hair turns white. Achshav sha'aba pasuk, but now my father committed. Mani chalasa, what am I supposed to do? He's not going to listen to me. Oy kenois, either do nesuin, oy patar, or divorce me. But you can't leave me in this situation. It's not my fault that my father is dishonest. This is what Admoin's argument was. Amaram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel said, Roya ani es divrei Admoin. I see the correctness of what Admoin said. Okay. This is what the Mishnah says. But according to the Mishnah, Admoin is saying that she could say that I'm not the one who promised you anything, therefore you cannot hold it against me. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Deloiki Haitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Braisa. Our Mishnah is not like a Tana brought in the following Braisa. That what? The Tana brought in Braisa. Rabbi Yosef said, Le'nechliku Admon v'chachamim ala poisek mois l'chasanoi. Admon and the Chacham do not argue about somebody who committed money to son-in-law, Pasha lois haregal, and then he backed out. He should tell her that she could say, look, Abba Pasak Olai, my father committed, Ma'ani Yuchalas, what could I do? Meaning, if the father was the one who promised, everyone would agree to the logic of Admoin of our Mishnah, that she could say, what do you want from me? So there's no machloikis in that case. See, in our Mishnah, they argue if the father committed. But this Bryce is saying, if the father committed, everybody agrees, she could say, you can't hold it against me. Amma nechleku, what do they argue about? Now, our Mishnah was mashma, that if she was the one who committed, then everyone would agree that you could hold her and say to her, your hira is going to grow wide until you give me the money. But according to this braisa, they argue in that case. What do they argue about? They argue about a case where she committed for herself, meaning she committed money on her own account. The sages say that she should stay in that situation until her hair grows white. Meaning our Mishnah is mashma that if she herself would have made that promise, then everyone would agree, let her hair grow white. Everyone agree, even Admin. But according to the Braisa, no, only the Chachamim say Teshev Ad Shetalben Raisha. But Admin says, Yecholi Shetam, she would be able to say, Kesvur Ani Sha'aba Noisin Olai. I thought that my father would help me out with this dowry. Now that my father is not giving it for me, what am I supposed to do? You're right, I'm the one who committed. But I committed because I thought my father would help me. So, but my father's not helping me, so don't hold it against me. Either do nesuin, or give me a get. Rangamliel said, Raya ani es devrei Admon, I see the correctness of what Admon says. So in other words, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah's mashma, that if she gave the commitment, then Admon would agree, Teshev Ad Shetalben Roisha. And according to Zbrai, said, no. If the father gave the commitment, everyone would agree that we don't hold it against her. They only argue in a case where she gave the commitment, and Admon says he can't hold it against her. According to his braisa,
yeah, would we force the husband to ask? Is that what we're saying? If the father defaulted, the baking comes and forces.
So, if, in which case, who promised it?
The father.
If the father promised, everyone would agree that we can't hold it against her. Either we force the husband to do nisuin to her, to the girl, or to divorce her. But we can't. He doesn't have a right to keep her trapped in that situation. Okay, Tana, we learned in a braisa, Bamed Var Mamurim, when does this apply? That basically the woman is stuck, Begadayla. That's if, meaning, when do we say that we're going to force her to give the money? That's if the woman's a Begadayla. Ava b'ketana koifin, but if the woman's a ketana, then we're gonna force. Meaning, we'll keep the woman in an endless state of just letting her hair grow white. That's if she's a gedoyla. But if she's a ketana, we're gonna force. So the question is koifin laman. Who are we forcing? Ilim al av. Meaning, this is going back on the case where the girl herself committed. So we say, when do we say that the Chachamim say, Teshev Ad Shetalben Roisha? That's if she's a Gedayla. But by a Ketana, we're not going to say, Teshev Ad Shetalben Roisha. We're going to force the Ketana. So, Koifin Laman, Ilei Mal'av, if it means that we force the father to give the commitment of the daughter, ibchami bailei, should be the opposite. We should force the father if the daughter is a gedoyla, because the commitment of a gedoyla has value. The commitment of a ketana is meaningless. Why would we only force the father if the kid is a ketana? Ela amar Rava. Rava said, no, koifin labal litain get. In a case where the girl was a ketana, then if she's a gedoyla, we put her in that, we let her stay that way until her hair turns white because she committed. But a ketana, her commitment is meaningless, and therefore we force the husband to give a get. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei de Chizkia. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said the name of Chizkia. Kol makom she'amaram Gamliel, Raya ani es devrei Admon. Whenever Gamliel said that I see the words of Admon, halacha k'maisai, The halacha is like him. So we had a few teachings of Admon that Rav Gamliel agreed with. And in all of those three teachings, the halacha will be like Admon. So that's what Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar said. Whenever it says, whenever Rav Gamliel said, Raya ani is to be Admon, the halacha is like him. Amar le Rav l'Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, really? The halacha is like Admon? Whenever Rav Gamliel said, Raya ani is to be Admon? Afilu bebraisa. Even in the Braisa, because in the Braisa also Rav Gamliel said, I see the words of Admon to be correct. Now the thing is, the two statements of Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah and the Braisa are inconsistent, because in the Mishnah Rav Gamliel says, I see Admon to be correct in a case where the father promised Admon is right, we won't hold it against her. We'll only hold it against her if she herself promised. And then the Braisa, Rav Gamliel agrees that even if she herself promised, we won't hold it against her. So the two statements of Rav Gamliel of the Mishnah and the Braisa are not consistent. But we want to know, when we say the halacha is like Admon, is it even in the Braisa? Meaning, would Rav Gamliel say, even if, is the halacha, even if she herself commits, we won't hold it against her? So Amarle wrote Rav Nachman Afil bebraisa. Amarle, no, Mika Amrinon bemishnah. Did I say that only in the Mishnah the halacha is like Admon when Gamliel agrees to him? B'chol makom sham Ram Gamliel kamrinon. Whenever Ram Gamliel says that I see the words of Admon to be correct, the halacha is like Rabban. The halacha is like Admon. If when I tell you that whenever Rav Gamliel said Allah is like Admon, Allah is like Admon, I don't mean only in a Mishnah, even in a Braisa. Now, so we have a few teachings of Chanan, we have a few teachings of Admon. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Rav Zera said in the name Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Beis Dvarim Shamar Chanan, the two statements that Chanan said, Halacha Ki Yotzei Bai. The halacha is like the one who goes out like him. Meaning Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said that he agrees with Chanan. And therefore, in the two teachings that Chanan gave, the halacha is like the one who went out like him, namely Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said about both of them that Admon, that Chanan said well. So in both of these cases, the halacha is like the one who went out like Chanan. Shiva Dvarim Sha'amar Admon, the seven things that Admon said, Ein Halacha Ki Yotzei. The halacha is not like the one who went out like him. The halacha is not like Rav Gamliel. So what exactly does this mean? My Kamar. What is Rav Zera saying? Ilayim Halacha Gamar, if you're going to say he's saying like this, Shnei Dvarim Sha'amar Chanan, the two things that Chanan said, Halacha Kamaisai, the Ki Yotzei Bai, the halacha is like him, and like the one who went out like him, namely Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'shiva dvarim shamar Admon, and the seven things that Admon said, ein halacha k'moy said. Halacha is not like Admon, v'loy ki yotzei, and not like the one who went out like him, not like Rav Gamliel. But we just said before that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, who agreed with Admon. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Mishmei de Chizkiah, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said in the name of Chizkiah, Kol Makom Sha'amar Ram Gamliel, whenever Ram Gamliel said, Raya ani es divrei Admon, I see the words of Admon, halacha kamaisai. The halacha is like Admon. So you can't say the halacha is like the one who agrees with Chanan, but the halacha is not like the one who agrees with Admon, because Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar says the halacha is like the one who agrees with Admon. Elahachi kamar. Rather, this is what that the statement of Reb Zera meant. Shnei dvarim shamar Chanan, the two things that Chanan said, halacha kamaisai ukiyotzibai. The halacha is like him, and the one who went out like him, namely Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. And regarding Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon, regarding the seven things that Admon said, Ein Halacha Ki Yotzei Ba. The Halacha is not like the one who goes out like him. The Halacha is not like Ram Gamliel. But instead, it's like Admon. Ha Kemoisei Halacha B'Kulo. The Halacha is like Admon. So about the seven things that Admon said, the halacha is not like the one who goes out to agree with Admon. It's not like Ram Gamliel. who apparently sometimes agrees with Admin and sometimes does not, rather, the halacha is always like Admin. Because Rav Gamliel agreed to the first three teachings of Admin. He never said that he agreed with the last four. Tzmashma, he does not agree with the last four. But we agree with Admin in all seven, and we don't agree with Rav Gamliel. We only agree with Rav Gamliel when he agrees with Admin. Meaning, regarding the seven things that Admin taught, the halacha is not like the one who went out to agree with him in the first three cases. The halacha is like Admin in all seven cases. So Gemara says, really? The halacha is not like Rav Gamliel, but it's like Admin? But we just quoted, but Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei de Chizkia, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar son name of Chizkia, Kal makam she'amar Rav Gamliel roi anis de Admin, whenever Rav Gamliel said, I agree to Admin, halacha kumaisai, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. And that's mashma Amar. If he said the halacha is like Admin, then the halacha is like Admin. Loi Amar, but if he didn't say the halacha is like Admin, loi, we don't follow what Admin says. So how could you say that regarding the seven things that Admin said, the halacha is not like the one who went out to agree with him in the first three cases, rather it's always like Admin? No, the halacha is always like Rav Gamliel, not always like Admin. Elahachi Kamar. This is what Rav Zero was saying. Shnei dvarim shamar Chanan. The two things Chanan said, halacha kamaisa v'chiyotzevai. The halacha is like him, and the one who went out to agree with him, namely Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shiva dvarim shamar Admin. The seven things that Admin said, yesh mehen shalacha kamaisa v'chiyotzevai. But regarding some of them, the halacha is like him and the one who agrees with him, v'yesh mehem, and some of them she'ein halacha kamaisa. Halacha is not like Admin. But like the one who agreed with him in the first three cases. Because whenever Rav Gamliel says, I see the words of Admin to be correct, then the halacha is like Admin. Enoch, but the other teachings, the other four halachas, lie. The halacha is not like Admin, but like those who argue on Admin. Okay, so that is Kuf Tes Amin Aleph, and Bezos Hashem, Tuesday night, Kuf Tes Amin Beis, okay? Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, agat yar, agamar chasim ha-taiva. Shkayach. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.